Today is Word of God Sunday. Pope Francis established this annual celebration in 2019 on the feast of St. Jerome, who said, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." St. Jerome was a brilliant 4th-century scholar who, after his conversion, took his small library with him and moved to Bethlehem, where he lived as a scholarly hermit. His knowledge of Hebrew enabled him to translate the Bible into Latin. This translation is called the Vulgate translation because it was translated into the ordinary language of the people at that time. Pope Francis, speaking about the Bible, stated, "You have something divine in your hands, a book like fire, a book through which God speaks. The Bible is not meant to be placed on a shelf, but in your hands, to read often, every day, both on your own and together with others." The Pope continues, "Read with attention. Do not stay on the surface as if reading a comic book. Never just skim the Word of God. Ask yourself, what does this say to my heart? Does God speak through these words to me? Has He touched me in the depths of my longing? What should I do? Only in this way can the force of the Word of God unfold. Only in this way can you change your lives, making them great and beautiful." Why should we prayerfully study and reflect on the Scriptures? Do we really need to add this discipline to our personal lives? Isn't being a good person enough? Here are three reasons. We read the Scriptures to know who we are and remember our Christian story. We read the Scriptures to guide us as a compass about how to live an authentic life before God. And we read the Scriptures to remind us of our commitment to the kingdom of God, to the reign of God. As we read and reflect on the Gospels, we remember and learn our story as Christians and what is our identity. We find out who we are as Christian people. God desires for us to live authentic lives before God. That is what holiness is. We discover what is authentic living before God as we reflect on the Scriptures. Thomas Merton explains, "For me, to be a saint means to be myself. The only way to discover who we really are is to discover ourselves in God." Merton continues to explain, "Each one of us has a vocation. We are all called by God to share in His life and in His kingdom. Each one of us is called to a special place in the kingdom. If we find that place, we will be happy. If we do not find it, we can never be completely happy. For each one of us, there is only one thing necessary: to fulfill our own destiny according to God's will, to be what God wants us to be." Jesus taught us in the Our Father to pray for the realization of God's kingdom. We pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus was totally committed to realizing the kingdom or reign of God. By praying the Our Father, we who are one with Christ commit ourselves with the risen Christ to advancing the kingdom of God in our small corner of the world. The reign of God or the kingdom of God is advanced as we grow to become our authentic and true selves. That is, when we grow in holiness. God's kingdom is advanced as we use our giftedness to transform our portion of the world into what God desires for it. It is by prayerfully reading and studying the Scriptures that our lives are shaped in accordance with God's will. It is in the Scriptures where we encounter a real presence of Christ, guiding us toward authentic living and advancing God's reign on earth. Many of the canonized saints of the Church are examples of men and women who let the Word of God shape and form their lives. They grew into being their true and authentic selves by prayerfully listening to the Scriptures as though Christ were speaking to them. It is important to develop a habit of engaging with the Scriptures. We need to find a regular time and place where we prayerfully and contemplatively reflect on the Word of God. We might begin by prayerfully reading short passages from a particular gospel and meditating on it. This is called Lectio Divina. We might subscribe to a monthly missalette like Give Us This Day or the Magnificat, and then prayerfully read the Mass scriptures of the day. We could take the Bible from our shelf and start reading the epistles of St. Paul, or a gospel, or the Psalms. Perhaps we could write a prayer journal of our insights or inspirations from reading the scriptures. In Luke's gospel, after Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to his disciples and opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Christ desires to teach us through the scriptures how to live authentically before God, our Father. On Word of God Sunday, we once again reflect on the importance of Scripture in our lives. Pope Benedict stated, "I urge you to become familiar with the Bible and to have it at hand so that it can be your compass pointing out the road to follow. By reading it, you will learn to know Christ."